This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tui Nareo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today I'm super excited to be in the studio with a guest for our Matariki special. Welcome, Waikura, and I'm so excited to have you here.
Kia ora.
But before we get into all the Matariki juiciness, I would love to give a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence, and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation, and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa, and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki, or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, you won't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. All right, let's get to all about Matariki and all about you, Waikura. Would you like to please say introduce yourself?
Kia ora, koe tēnei, Waikura Danto Kuingwa. He uri tēnei, noroto mai o Ngāpuhi me Waikato. Kia ora, my name is Waikura Dan. I'm from the Nōri North and from the mighty Waikato.
That's such a good introduction. Welcome. First of all, thank you for being here. I really didn't want to be talking to myself about Matariki, and I thought it was important to have someone in the show that have a real life experience of Matariki. So thank you for that. What can you tell us about Matariki in your personal experience?
For myself, Matariki has always been, it's been a time of remembrance, a time of getting together and being with family. I remember growing up, we used to, you know, who can point out the Matariki star first? And that was kind of before the hautapu ceremonies and all of that, that was how we celebrated Matariki. But also, my dad used to tell us stories of how Matariki first got its name and came into the sky, and so I wanted to share a bit about that.
Please, please do. Please do.
So Matariki, breaking it down, is mata and ariki. And so mata is the face and ariki is God. So Matariki means the face of the god Tawhiri Matea, or the eyes of the god.
Okay.
Way, way, way back in the days of the creation story, we had Ranginui and Papatuanuku, and they were separated by Tāne. And in that separation, Tawhiri Matea is one of the older brothers. He got peeved. He saw his dad crying and his mum crying, and he didn't want them to be separated. And so on the day of the separation, he gouged out his eyes and he threw them to the stars, and he said, "This is a day of remembrance for what you have done to our parents."
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the, how the gods have real human emotions and human reactions, you know, how many of us would connect to that idea that, you know, it's not a nice thing to know your parents separated, you know, it's quite traumatic. So
it is. And it's a lot of people see it from the anger perspective. He was so peeved that he ripped his eyes out, but it's also from love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from, you know, a bit of suffering as well. When, you know, if you have separated parents, you know, a lot of us have, you know, separated parents. And, yeah, there's a lot of emotions involved in that. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, no, that's really good to see us reflected on the gods and vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you look at the time of Matariki as well, it is in winter. Well, here in New Zealand anyways.
Yes.
And so when you think about it, it's about coming together. So he ripped his eyes out, and in doing so, he gave us an opportunity to come together to celebrate something new.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I mean, we were talking just before the show and talking about how, because it's winter here in New Zealand and how cold it is, you know, it's a really good time to, you know, be together and being cozy together.
Yeah. Yeah, and tell those stories around the fires and remembering those. And remembering those that have come before us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. What are your memories of this time in Matariki with your own whānau?
A lot of the memories that I do have around Matariki is being back on the island, being back on Waiheke, because that's where I was born and raised.
Oh, nice.
And the memories that always come up, we used to hold wānangas around tikanga and kawai and reo on the island, and all the time we would finish off the week around the bonfire, sharing stories and just having a good laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Yeah. Waiheke is such a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
Very blessed to have been raised on that beautiful spot. Yeah. Yeah. And is there like any special like foods or activities that, you know, it's common to be either served around Matariki, or activities that you, I know I've just for myself learned to weave flax stars. It's only taking me 3 years trying. But this year finally learned to do the weaved flowers or stars. So yeah, please, any other?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is the hautapu ceremony, and that is a time and a space where you can give offerings to the stars for abundance. So the stars come down. The ones that shine the brightest will tell you how the year is going to roll.
Okay.
And so you have the likes of freshwater food, so tuna and watercress. You have foods that are grown on the ground and in the ground. So you have our potatoes and our kumara and our berries as well. A lot of the times in the old days, they had our birds.
Yeah.
So the kereru or the tui, depending on where you are from.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have our foods from the ocean. Yeah, so our mussels, our fish.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. And so the hautapu ceremony, you bring a couple of each of those spaces, and then you're meant to steam it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you put it on the fire, and the smoke that goes up is the thing that connects the heavens to the earth.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful that, yes, you know, you see this steam going up and you see that actual connection with, you know, the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, very beautiful. Sounds really yummy too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So after the food had been offered to the gods, do you serve that food, or is that, you know, for the gods, and it has a special place for it.
Yeah, so that stays with the gods. I'm sure that when it gets burnt, you take it until it's charcoal type of thing.
Yeah.
And then you can bury it, or you can, you know, unwrap the tinfoil and throw it in the bush.
Well, I lived in India before I came to New Zealand, and I've been to a few ceremonies in India, and there is a ceremony called Havan that uses the fire, and they usually place fruit, you know, apples or bananas around the fire, and it's a similar thing. It's the offering to the gods, and then at the end they put all the fruit back in the fire and becomes charcoal, and that's exactly what they do, and they bury it. So good to see the connection there.
Yeah, and because Matariki is a star that's seen in quite a few places around the world, so it's cool to have a look at how different cultures celebrate it. I've heard of, I didn't even know, you know, it's a star in the sky, and I didn't know that that, you know, the likes of China and Asia, they celebrate Matariki in a different way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really a time for connection, eh?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, no, it's a common thing to just think, you know, oh, this is a local celebration, you know, like I was talking to you before the show, how in Brazil at this time of the year, we also have a very important winter festival. Mm. And I'm sure back in the day it started because it was related to, you know, the crops and the time of the year and the stars, a little bit linked with the Catholic Church as well. But there was always a nature sort of moon connection with the crops, and it's around this same time of the year. So it is common for all the ancient cultures to have used the stars and, you know, the rotation of crops and the animals and everything, and celebrate that, you know, do offerings to the gods. Mm. So, yes, be interesting to hear from you if you know of any other international celebrations around this time of the year. Please do comment on our social media post about this Matariki special. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Any activities apart from, you know, you mentioned the main activity, which is to do with the offering to the gods and the stars.
Mm.
But as a whānau and as a community, is there activities that you would do around Matariki time?
The biggest one for myself is remembrance.
Yes.
Remembering those that have passed and being able to, I guess, sit around the fire is the biggest activity.
Oh, nice.
You know,
yes. Yeah.
Because it is a cold time.
Yes.
So sharing those stories of our old people and the way that they lived and what they did. This year's Matariki is really big for Waikato because our king has just passed. So it's a beautiful time to remember him and what he's done for our people.
Yes.
And other activities, I'm sure kite flying is another one. So our kites were used as by our tohunga or our wise ones to see from a higher perspective. Yeah, so when the kite flies in the air, you get that bird's eye view of the space.
Wow, oh, that's really beautiful. Mm. I used to fly kites with my granddad. Mm. He used to make beautiful, like, proper kites with wooden sticks and fabric, and they were huge. And we would have to go to this massive beach to try and fly because it was that big. Mm. and yes, I did see, I live right on a park, and I did see a few families teaching young ones to fly the kites recently. So, yeah, that's such a cool tradition. Very nice. How would you say, Waikura, from your perspective and your experience, how, you know, important is to have this cultural connection, not just at the time of Matariki, but, you know, in general for your well-being and for mental health?
It's actually really, really funny. Because over the past couple of weeks or couple of months, I have, you know, you have that time of disconnection from who you are and where you come from. And coming back here and talking about Matariki, it gave me a sense of connection.
Yeah.
And that realization of This is a part of who you are.
Yeah.
And so connection's massive. You know, if you don't have that feeling of connection to oneself and to your people, then there is a greater chance for you to get lost.
Yeah.
And not that getting lost is a bad thing, but you kind of stray from a path. Te reo Māori and te ao Māori is a really big thing to me. And so going through that space of, oh, yeah, you know, the Māori people are doing the Māori thing over there, but then coming back here and actually talking about it, and it's like, whoa,
yeah,
this is who I am.
Mm. Yeah, and that's a very big thing, isn't it? Like, we see, especially when, you know, the young ones are growing up, there is always that space and phase in the life of, you know, like you said, disconnecting from everything that, you know, you were taught and being a rebel. And it is quite an important time to do that, to figure out for yourself what's meaningful to you and who you are. And I like to think that sooner or later people come back to their roots, but from their own seeking, you know, not because their parents or aunties or grandparents told them they have to be this way. And it's a really important journey to try and figure out who you are. If you didn't know, I'm from Brazil, and I left home when I was about 18, and I traveled to try and figure out who I was. I went to India, of all places, because I wanted to go to a place that could open my mind, you know, to see life in a different perspective. And it really did. really did. And I came from India to New Zealand, and it took me a long time, you know, getting to know the place and the country to find my own space here in New Zealand. But I think being part Indigenous, for myself, it's been a real good connection. Learning about Māori culture and learning te reo, tikanga, all that, because it makes me feel connected to that Indigenous part of myself, which unfortunately we don't know much about our own tribes back in Brazil, because all our culture is still to this day being destroyed. And it's really, really sad. But I think seeing how, you know, especially in the past decade, there has been a real revolution in trying to support and bring back te reo and as a language and Māori culture back to life after, you know, let's not get into the many, many years of colonization and horrible things that happened. But yes, just having this revival and seeing how strong it is and how well recognized it's so important. Yeah. And identity, you know, identity is so important, and culture is very important for your identity. And I mean, culture is more than just your race or your tribe. It's you know, also, you know, the friends you hang out with, you know, like, let's say culture can be, if you like heavy metal, you know, you have that side of you as a music lover, or maybe roots and reggae, you know, there is a culture associated with that. But there, you can have more than one culture, you know, you can have more than one identity. But being in touch with your culture in whichever one you choose or whichever one you have connection with, it's important. Very, very, very important.
It is. And because I have been teaching te reo for a couple of years now, and the biggest thing that we find is people saying, you know, I have been disconnected from who I am, and this is a way that I want to reconnect. So all of the different activities that we do have, Matariki, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, are different opportunities for people that may not have grown up with the same connection to actually have a time and a space. You know, you don't have to go back to your marae or try and go through those uncomfortable experiences. You can have a hotapu ceremony at home or just look at the stars and say, hey, we're celebrating Matariki. This is a time for new beginnings and a time for remembering those that have passed.
Yeah, no, this is a very important topic, because yes, there's a lot of shame and guilt if you, for a lot of people that feel they've been disconnected or they never learn te reo Māori as a language, and those feelings are real and they can be quite impactful to people's mental health. So yeah, having those ways to connect that are, you know, it's smaller, maybe more private, are quite important. I agree. Yeah. I think we mentioned a lot about Te Whare Tapawha in the show as a really good way of keeping yourself well. And just relating to this topic, when I was researching, there is something called the Whetira. So it's Whete is like the sun, right? And it's the rays of the sun. And it's to do each ray of the sun has an aspect that it's important to Māori to keep well. Te reo language would be one, but there are other aspects. So, for example, education, community and social aspects, which relates to the Te Whare Tapawha as well, which, if you didn't know, Professor Mason Dury created this holistic framework for health based on Māori, but it's applicable to anyone. So it's your social, your mental, your physical health, your spiritual health, and the land whenua is the base for everything. And I think because the land and whenua, it's, you know, the base of everything, that's where I think culture, identity and celebrating Matariki will be very important, because it is part of this land.
Yeah.
And it is a natural stage that we are going through as a country. You know, so I find that very beautiful.
Yeah. And when we look at, because there's a lot of countries that are revitalizing at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
And I think for those of you that are out there and there is this disconnect from who you are, going back to your land is a really beautiful thing.
100%. Yeah. All right, so we're getting to the end now. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference, though, and I'm about to play a list of support lines. Please grab a pen and a paper so you can jot them down and have them ready for whenever you need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, And it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them and they'll let you know what you need to do. And it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116. And that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, thank you again for being here with us, Waikura.
You're very welcome.
And from us here, take care. I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.